All right. So basically, you know, the Pope is basically, he's not saying, hey, all right, gays can be in the church, but he's being a little bit more lenient, don't you think?
Inclusive. I mean,
but he's saying he can't, who's he to judge? Mm-hmm. But you know what, Russ, I'm going to tell you something. I was at I go to a Catholic church once a year at Easter with my husband. And the sermon was about being inclusive, and I was the only black person in the whole church. I was looking around like, is he talking to me? Wow. Like, it was such a surprise coming from the Catholic religion and from my experience.
Gotcha, gotcha. Good morning, hello.
Yes, good morning. I don't have a problem with him basically saying that they can come into the church because every soul needs to be saved. But I think I drew the line when he said the priest are fine with preaching if they're, you know, homosexuals. I think that is kind of like definitely against the word of God, and he needs to definitely be. It makes me wonder, like, is he trying to cover up some of his friends?
Or it might be a business move. You know how much money
they
pay out?
The membership.
They pay a ton of money.
Wait a minute.
They say they still condemn the acts, though. They're inclusive of gay people, but they condemn the acts.
I mean, well,
he asked if he's covering his friends. We know for a fact that the Catholic Church has covered up many priests who have had issues.
But this is a different Pope. He even took a drink from some tea somebody handed him the other day.
He's
trying
very
to
liberal.
Change the game.
Yeah. Good
and
morning.
That's
hello.
What the Catholic Church needs.
Good morning.
Yes. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Your comment.
I think that it's time for change for everybody. And if the Pope is willing to acknowledge change, then I think we all should acknowledge change. I like men. I'm not, you know, I don't do the, you know, the opposite sex, but I don't judge the next person because at the end of the day, we are all still human. And at the end of the night, we are the same color. So it doesn't really matter as long as we all can come together as a community, gay, straight, purple, green, blue, whatever. We all need to make change.
Yeah, I think this is really big on his part, man, to come out and say this. Good morning, hello.
Hey, this is Tammy.
How you doing, Tammy? Your comment, please.
Well, what I wanted to say was that we're all sinners, and what's the difference with homosexuals going to the church like adulterers and fornicators do? Mm. I mean, most of us are all guilty of sexual immorality anyway, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, better tell it.
Yeah, the Pope wants to be more inclusive.
Yes.
And, you know, and this could be, you know, I don't think it, I don't profess to know what's in the Pope's heart, but this could save the Catholic Church a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because they say, oh, no, we, you know, we've got priests in here that we know are gay. It's okay.
Right.
Well, and, you know, a lot of people's.
But then again, you know, a lot of those guys are being, you know, criminals. So that could be an issue. Good morning.
Well, a lot of people.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Freitas.
No, I was just going to say, a lot of people, you know, one issue, they take issue with the Catholic Church because they have all these rules. But everybody knows that a lot of Catholics break the rules. Like, you're not supposed to be on birth control. You're not supposed to have abortions. You're not supposed to get divorces. And, you know, a lot of people in the Catholic community still do these things, yet those are the rules.
Mm. Good morning. Hello. Hello. Good morning. Did I lose you? Well, call me back. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Russ and Kurt.
How you doing? Your comment, please.
Man, this is so disrespectful. This is so disrespectful by the Pope to God. Because God says homosexuality is wrong. So to me, you saying you're bigger than God.
No, he agrees with that. He said be inclusive of homosexual people. Allow them in, but they condemn the acts, homosexual acts.
They're already in. He's just basically acknowledging where we are.
Let me ask you something.
The Lord don't exclude nobody.
Let me ask you a question. Okay, if Russ is a blood, and he comes out and says, okay, right.
Huh. What?
Okay, you almost had your point there.
He's listening to the radio.
No, but here's the thing. Here's the thing with people who pick and choose what part of the Bible they want to use. God also says you can't judge. Right. So what you want to use? Mm.
Good morning, hello.
What's up, Russell? How y'all doing,
What's happening, man? Your comment.
You know, we have to understand that the church is a hospital for sick people. Mm-hmm. So we throw that net out there. We throw it out there to everybody. Whosoever will, let him come. So we welcome everybody, the gays, the homosexuals, the liars. But once they get in there, it's the leader's job to transform their mind from one state to the other state.
Pray the gay away?
Everybody.
You going to pray the gay away? And that's going to be difficult, but maybe I agree with Chris because you know what? You got a lot of people that are already hypocrites.
Right.
I mean, we're all hypocrites. We're all sinners.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so you're going to exclude a group of people because you disagree with that, and you're a sinner yourself.
Right.
That's the pot calling the kettle. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? Your comment, please.
Sorry?
Yes, how you doing? Your comment.
I was going to say sin is sin, so why everybody that goes to church is a sinner, so there wouldn't be anybody in church if you're going to judge.
Yeah, it'd be an empty church. Exactly. It would definitely be an empty church, you know what I'm saying?
Tweet, tweet.
Let me see. Givachi writes, if the Bible was a blueprint, fine. It was for our survival early on, but that doesn't mean that we can't evolve from that. Jet writes, will church burn down if gays enter? Judgment against another person is putting yourself in God's role, which is worse.
Not trying to be rude, says, I commend him. Baptists and Christian pastors, well, Catholics are Christians, need to follow his lead.
Okay. Anyway, I think this is progress.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, because they're already in there. So acknowledge them. Raise your hand.